A lawyer and community volunteer is taking his second attempt for a Coquitlam City Council seat. This week, Robert Mazzarolo announced his campaign to seek votes in the 2022 municipal election, set for October 15. 4 years ago, Mazzarolo lost by 9 points, taking 8,507 ballots over Steve Kim's 8,516. I am grateful for the trust thousands of Coquitlam residents placed in me in 2018, and I am eager to continue to build upon that trust in the upcoming election, Mazzarolo said in a release sent to the Tri-City News. Coquitlam requires a holistic approach to the current and future challenges facing our city. If elected, Mazzarolo pledges to deliver more family-oriented housing and housing options for seniors. As well, he plans to expand Coquitlam's public parks, recreation facilities and cultural sites, protect the environment, boost business, and manage city revenues responsibly and efficiently so as to not overburden the taxpayer. In the community, Mazzarolo was co-vice chair and director for the Share Family and Community Services Society, co-vice chair and director for Share's 43 Housing Society, director for the People's Pantry Food Recovery Society, coach for Coquitlam Metro Ford Soccer Club and volunteer at the Como Lake Relays. For more about Mazzarolo and his platform, you can visit his campaign website. You can also reach him directly by email, robertjmazzarolo@gmail.com, or through his social media channels, Facebook, Twitter and Instagram. Other councillor candidates who have declared their intention to run to the Tri-City News are Matt Johnlick, Ali Tutian, Harvey Sue, Rob Bottos, Ben Craig, Benjamin Perry and incumbents Cown. Craig Hodge and Cown. Dennis Marsden. The Tri-Cities Chamber of Commerce has scheduled a series of all-candidates debates for local 2022 civic elections. Coquitlam mayor and council nominees will get the chance to speak to the issues that matter to them, and take questions from the public, at the Evergreen Cultural Center on September 22.